The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Let's start off with Man of the Week, DJT. Yo, I mean, come on. This guy is more gangster than half the rappers out there.
He's down with...
But look at his...
He's not just down with the struggle. He is gangster.
But look at his stats. I mean, come on. Dude. He got three baby mamas.
Yeah, yep.
He got 34 felony convictions.
Yep.
He's been shot.
I mean, you can't get more gangster than that.
He's got
rappers out there that make this stuff up. Donald Trump is living it.
He is OG.
Living
he's
the
original gangster
life.
That's right, thug life. I mean, he's got the stats too. He's got the proof. He's got paperwork.
Oh man,
he's certified.
At some point in this convention, they should play that thug life. Isn't there a song? Thug
yeah, oh, lots of them.
I don't know. I don't listen to
Gangsta's
much of that,
Paradise. That's a good one. I don't have the one handy, but yeah.
Oh, that's the one that was in the movie.
Yeah, the teacher movie. Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah, but it was also in,
It's a great song. But yeah, that would be great to have him come in to have that song pop in once or twice.
It's gonna come to me. What was the movie with the,
Give me the background. Come on. What movie?
Mike Myers, who plays 007. Austin Powers.
Austin Powers. Okay.
And when he plays Dr. Evil and Mini-Me.
And it comes into Gangster's Paradise.
They go to jail and then, yeah.
Man, the Gangster's Paradise.
They need to play that tune. Some point in the Republican convention, that song needs to be played.
I mean, that's Donald Trump, man. He is so gangsta.
Yep.
I mean, come on. He got everything. He got all the factors going on. Most rappers would kill for street cred like that.
That 50 Cent guy basically did a tribute to Trump the other
night.
After the...
Did he give a tribute? All right.
Or something. I mean,
I'm down with that. That's cool.
I just know he sang some song, and he had Trump on the big screen. And,
wow. Yeah, there's somebody made a rap song, too, about him.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I saw that.
Mix, but it's funny.
That's awesome.
I sent that out.
We should do the soundbite of that.
I don't know if we're able to do that or not.
I'm sure we can figure out a way to do little bits of it. So
I got it. I can bring that up. Is it Jay Bay Original Audio?
Yep.
And it just shows Trump, and it shows one of the rappers singing, and they kind of sub him in there for some of the words
and stuff.
It's hilarious. I mean, come on now. The way he got up, held his hand up, and was saying some F word. I don't know what it was. Someone said it was fight. It looked like something else.
I think it was fight. If you really, really look at it, it looks like he says fight.
But he was like, he was defiant. They're dragging him out of there. He's got his hand up like, oh yeah, bring it.
Well, that's what I said on my show. Yeah, what would have been great if he had stood up and said, miss me, bitch.
Yeah.
there is a funny meme out there that shows, Trump on one side of the screen, Biden on the other side of the screen. They're both on the phone. And Trump says, you missed me, bitch.
Yeah. Well, there's one that shows Trump being pulled off the stage with his hand in the air. And then there's another one of Biden on the street with his bicycle falling over. and the Secret Service trying to help him up.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the difference between the two men there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, really, really, really got a clear difference. But it's absolutely amazing the Trump to have the instincts to look at the crowd. And Roger, I don't know if you noticed, but I noticed this right away. When those shots rang out, no one in that crowd took off and trampled each other out of fear, out of panic, They all just stood, they ducked, but they stayed in place. They didn't leave Trump.
And then you had all his DEISS people.
Yeah. You know. Well, I will say this. There is no doubt. There's a problem with Secret Service and what I said, I didn't say it, I didn't get to it on my show, but, when, this is what happens when you have the executive branch led by a bunch of DEI woke people like Biden.
DEI, what's that? Didn't earn it?
Didn't earn it. Didn't earn it is what I call it.
DEI.
That's what I call it. But when you've got an administration that's pushing this crap and they get to a point and lead all the agencies, the people on the ground in the Secret Service are some of the best. There's no doubt.
Yes.
But the leadership is a mess.
They sprinkle them with a bunch of people who are not even.
It's a mess. I mean, I noticed right away there were like five Secret Service women on this detail. Now, there's nothing wrong with women. If they're capable of being on the detail, then be on the detail. But I think it's kind of funny that
you got some
putting a 5'2" woman to cover a 6'3" dude.
I know.
It is not going to work. That would be like telling me, "Hey, go okay,
go cover me in basketball."
When we've been out in places, Roger, when we used to do, we used to have bike nights, folks, and sometimes we were not in the best areas. And there was a time when we were out, and I don't know, I think you were with us, Roger, and there were gunshots. There were gunshots. I got behind the biggest dude.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, not stupid.
You wouldn't have me. Roger wouldn't hide behind me.
No.
For instance.
Mine's way bigger than me, yes. And yeah, they showed this thing ducking down behind Trump. I'm like, you're the Secret Service. You're not supposed to be behind him ducking. You're supposed to be over there pushing him out of the way and getting in the way.
Yeah.
I was like,
no,
it was world. What in the world was that?
I will say there were some agents that were heroic because they got and shielded.
They had the one girl that says she has her gun out.
But there was.
Making a funny face, but I don't see her doing anything cowardly.
You could pick out, and there was one agent female that was covering. She was trying to
with him. Yeah,
now,
I saw that.
She was going to prevent Trump from getting shot from the waist down. I mean, she had the waist down covered.
And some of the other guys had the waist up, so that's okay.
But that's, and the other guy and the
dude. Well, they were trying to pull him down.
They were trying to,
lower
target. Trump hit the deck on his own.
Yeah, I saw
Trump hit the deck on his own.
He touched his ear, looked
at him,
boom, he was down.
They were lifting. They were
like,
when they lifted Trump is when they had to form the wall. It's protocol.
And then he kind of stopped and held his hand up and going, come on, let's go. He's going,
his instincts. Yeah, that's the instincts of Trump. When he looked out and he saw, man, these people are still here. We just got shot at. And I just took a bullet.
I got shot.
His instincts were, I'm going to let him know I'm okay.
Boo,
and he made the Secret Service. Yeah, he made the Secret Service stop, and that's just amazing.
Yeah, I mean that shows a lot of bravery
but
in the face of danger.
The problem with the Secret Service is you've got a woman, a woke director who needs to resign. The fact that the Secret Service director hasn't resigned is ridiculous because she's the one that put clearly a couple of incompetent people on the detail that shouldn't have been there.
Right. No, I mean,
one lady couldn't find her gun.
Protecting a third-rate senator or something. That's the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah. And this is true,
but
Roger.
But you're protecting possibly the next president of the United States.
You have an asset to protect, but this is very true. Donald Trump is not the current president. He's a former president, so his detail is not going to be at the level of Biden's detail. But that changed, though. If you watched the last night, the Republican convention, when Donald Trump ran out, I noticed these things. There was not one that was a complete different detail, which is normal.
Well,
when something happens.
Well, you got
like
a lot of politicians
there, too. But there was
Governors.
Well, Secret Service is charged to cover their asset, and that's Donald Trump.
Right.
But, and the family.
Yeah.
But there wasn't one female on his detail last night.
Now, granted, there were some that did a fine job. I saw
No. I'm not, I'm not knocking. I guess that sounds bad.
But one girl was hiding behind him. I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
That's not your job.
Like I said, the woman that was on stage, that agent that was covering Trump, she should be commended for that. She did her job. But there were a couple that we saw fumbling around, didn't know what to do with the glasses, couldn't find her gun holster, figure out what side of the vehicle she was supposed to be on. I mean, all of those things matter.
That's protocol that should be ingrained into you.
It looked like she was not well trained. I could be wrong, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe she just panicked. I mean, it's a possibility.
But I will just say they upped his... Like I said, the president will have the highest level. The former president is not going to have the highest level. But last night, what I saw come out with Donald Trump, I saw extra Secret Service. I mean, it was a complete difference.
You saw
complete difference.
People who looked like they were trained.
Yeah,
for
they
the
looked
job.
Like the A squad.
Yeah.
They looked like the A squad.
That's
it
the
looked
difference.
Like two A squads.
Because I mean, a lot of people. Oh, it's a conspiracy. He got up on the roof and nobody saw him. I go. I saw a video this morning. Of people watching this guy climb on the roof and saying, where's the police? Yeah. We need to get somebody up here. That guy's got a gun.
Law enforcement failed. But
well, they apparently saw him
failed.
Went up there and then he turned the gun on them. They apparently fell off the ladder.
Yeah.
And then he started shooting right
which
after
I,
that.
I understand that, but if you're law enforcement, you don't
just stand
cower
there
and run just because a gun's pointed at you.
But you don't stand there and get shot either.
Well, no, but you
unless
immediately
you have your gun drawn.
You immediately draw your gun and go back and fire. I mean, that officer should have never left the area, which apparently
he may not
down.
Have. I don't know.
I heard different things, but he should have been back on that roof firing at that guy. So,
well, by the time he apparently he startled the law enforcement officer. Law enforcement fell down or fell partially off the ladder. The guy went back, started shooting immediately.
Well, yeah,
and
yeah,
then
yeah.
The Secret Service started shooting at him.
He knew he had to shoot.
By the time he would have climbed back up the ladder, it would have been over.
No, Roger. The Secret Service didn't shoot multiple. It was one shot, one kill. They took that Secret Service took him right off, took his head.
There's a 300 Winchester Magnum they hit him with.
So,
in case you're interested.
No, this is good information.
That's why they knew he had blue eyes, because one blue left, one blue right.
One blue right.
Because a 300 Magnum will do that.
but the failures, though, with law enforcement,
And now granted, they do this two or three times a day sometimes, and it gets kind of mundane and routine, and you know, it's easy to get comfortable.
No, and you don't think it's gonna, I mean, no one wants it to happen, no one thinks it's gonna happen, but when you've got a crowd of people screaming, there's a dude on the roof,
I wonder how their communication was. Obviously, there was a breakdown.
There should have been a communication line that officer could have got the lead Secret Service or somebody on the chain, because they should have been removing Trump immediately.
Right.
Trump should not have been allowed to stand there.
They should have taken him off the stage as soon as they said there's a guy with a gun on
the roof. But they left him there, and then Secret Services. But
now, I wonder if local law enforcement has direct access to the Secret Service communication.
Well, they should have.
But if
they didn't,
then he's got to find somebody, report it to him, and then they have to investigate.
That's why they didn't get Donald Trump down, because they couldn't get word to that there was a guy on the roof. Although there's so many videos of people watch this guy climb, get up there. I mean, the time there was minutes.
I saw it was about a minute or so.
No, you're not watching. There's more videos.
More to it than that.
There's more videos. There were people calling it out when this guy was up, when he got up there. He moved his position, he moved down, he got up, he got down, he got up. And we're talking minutes where this guy was up there.
And nobody got the information that he was on.
But here's the other problem. The problem with the Secret Service is
Seems like just Republicans get shot.
Apparently.
Lincoln, Reagan.
When you think about it, it's a bunch of whack jobs that have been out. I think it was even left-wing Moonbat that killed Kennedy. But the sad thing is, and this has got to be corrected, there's no way the Secret Service should have allowed a building that's 150 yards away.
Yeah.
Line of sight.
Yep.
There's no way, there's no excuse for that.
They're not looking.
They're
the guys
blaming.
With binoculars who are supposed to be previewing, shouldn't they have seen somebody?
You'd think they would have seen it. Now the building, if you look, he could get on one side of the roof where
their not
angle
get covered
wouldn't be
from.
Seen. But the minute he got up and over to start, they should have been able to see it. But the problem is, you should have swept that building. That building should have had a Secret Service guy on it, because it was line of sight.
It was only a few buildings around him from what I saw.
Yeah. But again, that building was left to, from what the Secret Service is saying, they're blaming local law enforcement. But I'm sorry, if you're a Secret Service, I don't care what your perimeter is. When there's a building 150 yards and it's line of sight, you're in charge.
Now, granted, in November, when Trump wins and becomes president, they're going to up his security.
It'll up big time.
See, Biden would have gotten up. He would have bumped his head. He would have pooped his pants and asked for ice cream.
Now, if Biden had have been there, that shot would have never happened, because I think that building would have been swept.
Yeah, they would have covered it more. But, you know, I guess they have protocol.
They're also understaffed.
Yeah.
The Secret Service is understaffed.
That's why they got all the didn't earn it hires. Okay, you don't get it.
And you've got the woke problem.
You know, that was the problem when Trump became president the first time. They said, before that, Obama was president, they said they had to voluntold Marines that you're going to be on the Secret Service detail. Mm. You're going to be on Marine One. When Trump became president, they had 10 times the number of volunteers that they needed who wanted to do the job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a matter of respect, too, because these guys come in here, they want to do this job, but they have to respect the person that they're working with.
And I think when Trump gets reelected, people are going to be lining up to be on his detail.
Oh, my God, yes. He's going to inspire people to come out and want to work with him and be with him.
And again, I like I said, most of those agents that were on the ground around Trump, they performed valiantly and they did their job.
Yeah.
It's the brass. It's the director and them being understaffed and resources not being there.
Yeah, them being understaffed is a big issue. I mean, they probably did what they could, and they probably also, when you're dealing with somebody who's not the president, it's a lower level of protection.
Yeah.
Now, granted, he's a former president and a current candidate.
It's still lower level. But I think the protocol is going to have to change. I think if you're the leading candidate, you need to have the top level security.
Because you're one vote away from being a president.
There's no way that building should have been open. And there were local police in the building.
Wow.
In the building that the dude was on.
And he brought a ladder with him?
Now, did he find that hasn't been proven. I've heard
the ladder, was there. Right. And he just climbed up.
Some people are saying he brought the ladder. I don't know.
Now, normally what they do is any building that has access to the roof from outside, they usually block that.
They usually block it. They'll have, or they'll put a Secret Service agent on the building.
They'll put chains around it or something so no one can go past it. And this apparently wasn't blocked, wasn't secured.
No. They didn't sweep the building. The Secret Service
And I think he had one more stop he was going to make after that, so they were going to pick all that stuff up and move to another location as soon as he was done there.
Yeah.
And I guess when you're moving that much, though, things fall through the cracks.
Yeah. I mean, and when you're, and again, when you're understaffed, when you have a director who's woke in DEI and she's not putting the best of the best out there, because, you know, if you have the best of the best, you would think that, that at some point somebody would have said, look, I know we're understaffed, but we got to clear that building. You need to assure me that local law enforcement.
Now, from what I saw, there wasn't very many buildings around there.
No, it was a farm. I mean, it was somebody's farm.
There were buildings that were, it wasn't like a cityscape where you have hundreds of buildings in a couple of square blocks.
This should have been one of the easiest places to clear.
To cover.
But apparently left it up.
Had he made a shot from 1,000 yards out, that would have been a whole nother story.
Completely different story.
Yeah.
Completely different story.
But 100 yards out, how'd they not catch that?
But 100, yeah, you're talking 130, 140 yards. I mean, this dude could have gone to Dick's Sporting Goods, bought a decent scope, and put it on a decent rifle. And
well, he did. I mean, he came within 2 inches and looked of out, a moving target. Now, let me ask you this. Okay. This is something I was curious about. Just say the sniper was successful. Or they knock Trump down. He goes into a coma. He's out of the picture. What happens to the nomination at this point?
So, I honestly...
Now, Trump can wake up 8 months later with superpower. That's fine.
Right. That would be
fine. Have a happy ending to the story.
Right. I honestly don't know for sure. I think that the convention...
Because this is a day before J.D. was picked.
Yeah.
Now, granted, he knew ahead of time.
They said he didn't. They said he didn't know until 20 minutes before.
Really?
So we would not have a candidate.
So what if he said, you know?
But DJ? until they're, now, if it happened today, it would J.D. Vance would be the guy.
If it happened before, would DeSantis second place?
Because it happened
before,
no, they would have what's called a brokered convention. I'm pretty sure they would go to a brokered convention, which means they would elect somebody. The delegates at the convention.
So DeSantis wouldn't carry any weight, being second place in all the primaries.
He may carry weight with the delegates. It depends on how the delegates see it. The delegates are the ones that choose it. So
they'd become a free. It'd be like Biden's thing, where they would just have to vote.
Yeah, it would be like what they want to do to Biden, but they won't do it to Biden because they don't want a brokered convention because that'll be a chaotic mess.
Right.
But if it had a, but yes, if Trump had a, if this had a gone the wrong way, which it almost did,
I know,
they would be choosing. But what they can do, though, you would have DeSantis at the convention.
Haley.
You would have Haley. It would be like a mini primary that would happen
right.
in a day.
And I know DeSantis, I looked it up earlier today, they said he was second place in the primary. He squeaked out Haley by a little bit.
Yeah.
So he would have been, he was like the second tier candidate, and she was third.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some other guy who's so far behind, I can't remember, is Romanski or something.
Vivek or somebody.
Maybe, yeah. But there were some people who weren't even in the running.
Right.
But those three were the top ones. But
it would have mostly, it would have come down probably between DeSantis and Haley. And it would have been what those delegates, and more than likely, I think DeSantis would have got the nod because I think you've got more delegates there that are on Trump's side than there were on Nikki Haley's side.
And his background, I think, like I say, it's just too bad Trump couldn't have picked DeSantis.
Oh, it would have been awesome. Would have been awesome.
It'd be
you know what? He's still got a Marine on his side.
Yeah.
So
that's one thing, Sergeant Major told me. He goes, you know, day after someone takes a shot at you, you pick a former Marine to be your second in charge.
Yeah.
I'll take that any day.
I'll take that also. That's what I talked about. I'm sure Legend Dave's probably got some good thoughts.
Insights, yeah.
Pick a Marine. I mean, I get shot at. I'm one.
When was the last time we had somebody with military experience in the White House of Bush?
So, yeah, W was a pilot.
Okay, that's right. That's right. Before then,
yeah.
I mean, Clinton had no military
experience.
Well,
Clinton
he had dodging the military
dodging,
experience.
Yes.
And then Obama had no experience.
And Biden done.
Donald Trump has no military experience. So we haven't had it. And Pence, was Pence in the military?
That I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't think Pence was, but man, I don't know.
And I'm pretty sure.
I don't know, but I do, I think this
Who's Obama's VP? I can't remember now. Was it Hillary?
No.
I know.
No, it was Biden.
Biden. Oh, that's right.
The dementia patient. Before he went down.
Now, did he have any military experience?
Biden? No.
Sure. He'd been in government for 50 years. No, I don't know if he served somewhere along
the way. He was able to get in government and get
away
from
there, There hasn't been anybody with military experience in the White House in at least
four or five terms now.
Because Obama had two terms.
Yeah.
Trump had one. Biden had one. That's 16 years with nobody with military experience.
I think it's going to be great to have a Marine standing
What about
there.
Bush Sr.?
Yeah, he was in the military.
He's been
in the military.
Okay, so the Bushes were the last ones.
Yep.
And then before that was, well, and then
so, I mean,
Clinton was in there somewhere.
It's great. Not only do – now, we skipped Generation X, so I guess no Generation Xers give a damn about being president or VP. Because he's 39, so that puts
he's
him,
really young.
That puts him in.
He's barely old enough to be president.
Yeah, 35.
I know. 35. He's barely 4 years. He's got 4 years on.
So he's whatever generation was it? Generation Z, I guess. He's part of. Well, anyway, I think it's great. You've got a Marine.
Actually, he may
You've
be.
You've got a.
Let's see, 80. 90,
I'm not sure. I don't think he's X. I think
he's
just
barely missed X. They say 60 to 80 is X.
Yeah, yeah. He just barely missed it. So
he's just after that.
But you got a guy that's 39 years old, and he's a Marine, and he's got a good head on his shoulders.
He's a junior senator, or he's a freshman senator.
He's a freshman senator. But like I said, he's been doing great so far.
Does he have any government experience prior to that?
No.
He wasn't a congressman or anything.
No.
He wasn't a governor, local government, nothing.
He was just a...
a movie writer.
Businessman. No, not really a movie writer. He wrote a book that they turned
into a movie.
A memoir. He wrote a memoir.
I remember.
And apparently it's really good.
I watched it. I thought he was in it. He had a small part of it.
Maybe.
I thought.
I mean,
but I'm checking IMDb and I didn't see his name listed as a talent.
I've got to watch that. I never saw it.
Hillbilly Effigy? Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone I was dating was interested, and so we watched it. It was
okay. Apparently it was about him. I mean, that was his life.
Yeah.
He's
from apparently a poor family.
A very poor family.
And he made himself.
Raised by his grandmother.
Yeah, he built himself up to what he was.
Yeah, I think he was a venture capitalist he made it for himself really well.
He did a good job.
He had a high-end
education, too, from what I remember.
Yeah, he went through a really nice college. Can't remember which one.
Yeah, I saw the movie and I still
can't
remember.
A sharp dude. He's very smart, apparently. And
everyone's gonna get to know him in the next few months.
Oh, yeah. But the fact that I think it's a great message that Trump's sending. He's like, look, I'm not going to fool you. I'm 78.
I'm here for 4 years.
And I'm not going to do what
to me.
I'm not going to lie to you what Biden's doing. Biden won't let power go. Trump is like, look, I'm going to be president for 4 years, and
Biden
then this young
no
guy.
Biden has no idea about power or anything. He's just going through the motions.
But the Biden family wants power.
Jill will drag that old man over broken glass to keep him in power.
Yeah, to keep him in power.
Because she likes the lifestyle she's become accustomed to.
Oh, it's crazy when you think about it. But I do think what a great message. And I think that message is going to resonate with young voters. Because
you've got
a guy that's like,
40 years old.
Trump basically, with that pick, he basically is saying, I'm gonna be here for 4 years, I don't care what these idiots are lying to you about, I'm gonna be president for 4 years, I'm gonna fix this country, and I'm gonna show J.D. Vance what he needs to do because
he's young enough to where he can be nurtured.
Oh my gosh.
He's not too old to where he's set in his ways. He can be
He's gonna learn some great negotiating skills from Trump, and if he is the nominee after Trump, I mean, dude, what a great guy. You're going to have a 44-year-old president who's going to be able to...
Now, that's similar to Obama. Wasn't Obama in his
40s? Obama, I think, was mid-40s.
Yeah, he was...
But you're
going to
have a guy who actually believes in freedom, believes in the Constitution, loves liberty, loves this country, not somebody like Obama who hates his country. You're going to have a guy... And you're going to have a guy that was a Marine.
Obama didn't hate this country. He hated this country the way it was.
Well, yeah,
He wanted to fundamentally change it. It's like, whoa. We have a constitution that says you cannot change it by yourself. There are votes and committees and elections that have to happen to change it, but he just wanted to get in there and do it all himself.
Yep.
I mean, everyone says, oh, he's so stupid. He was brilliant in the way he implemented what he thought he wanted to see for this country. Mm-hmm. I mean, he did a phenomenal job of that, and most people just don't even know it. They voted for somebody who was basically against individual freedoms. He didn't believe anybody but the elite should exercise individual freedoms.
Yep.
And people don't even realize that's how good he was. He got them to be on his side even though he was trying to take away all their rights.
He's
like, you're voting against yourself, but that's okay because I'll handle that. Yep. I'll take care of you.
I'll take. The government teat will take care of you all. It's the Democrats.
I just want Trump to get up there when he gets on the podium and go, oh, President Biden, you're fired.
You're fired. It would be. I can't wait. That's got to come out. I would love to see it. He won't do it now.
No.
But maybe on inauguration
now,
day.
Now, after that attempt on his life, though, I would say his poll numbers have probably skyrocketed.
It seems like they're going to go up.
Now, I wonder if he could have picked DeSantis, given up the electoral votes from Florida, and still possibly won.
Well, maybe,
it's too risky.
But nobody's going to take that chance.
Yeah, it's too risky that was going to happen.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking if he'd been polling 10 points ahead, I wonder if he would have maybe tried that.
He just can't trust the low information voter.
The idiocracy?
The dumb masses, yeah.
The idiocracy. That's what I'm calling him now, based on that movie.
Yep. But I mean, boy, Trump's on such a roll right now. I don't know. It's almost like you're going to watch the Democrats, watch the Biden team basically.
How are they going to come after him now?
Well, I think they're going to start acting. I think they're going to come unhinged, even worse.
They're going to come unhinged. He's got so much street cred now. Yeah. How are you going to dethrone that level of thug?
Yeah, I think it truly, truly it could be a landslide. I mean,
and all he does is bring up, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black.
You ain't black, yeah.
Whoa.
I think it's Donald Trump's probably going to get record type voting from blacks, from Hispanics,
there's a lot of people I've heard talk about it who said, you know what, I wasn't going to vote for anybody, but now, after that, when he stood up,
he's going to get
and said, oh yeah, come after me, come.
He's going to get some never Trumpers off the fence. He's going to get some people off the fence. There's no doubt in my mind.
Somebody told me that J.D. Vance was once a never Trumper. Yeah.
He was, yeah.
So I wonder what turned him around.
In 2016, Hannity asked him that last night, which was good because everybody should ask him. He did make a stupid
comment.
But he said last night, he goes, yeah, I said some stupid things. He says, but I believe the hype, and I thought Donald Trump was going to be bad. And he goes, but Donald Trump proved me wrong. Donald Trump proved me wrong, and I am 100%. And he is. If you look at his campaign for senator, he was all was willing to talk about Trump.
He had the gay community in an uproar thinking he was going to repeal the law that gave them the right to be married.
Yeah.
And they asked him this on 60 Minutes after the election, before he took office. They said, what about it? He goes, it's law. It's been decided. I'm not going to touch it.
It's law. It's been decided.
It's done.
I'm here to make your life better, and that ain't going to do it.
Because you figure a guy from New York probably has more gay friends than Joe Biden ever had.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. Yeah.
He probably has a more diverse group of people he hangs out with.
What people need to understand is when you're following a political party that can't tell you, vote for me because I'm going to make your life better. Vote for me because I'm going to bring your cost of living down. Vote for me because we're going to be strong. Vote for me because we believe in independence. When your political party's not telling you that, what the Democrats are saying is, vote for me because the other guy sucks. Vote for me because the other guy's going to kill you. Vote for me because the guy's going to kill democracy.
Yeah.
And you ought to wake up and go, this party can't talk policy.
But now they know it didn't happen.
Yeah. So Donald Trump left after 4 years.
Yeah.
And he complained about it, but he left.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Thanks for listening. This is Roger B. on Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
Hey folks, this is Victor with the On Point with Victor show. Make sure you listen every Tuesday 1 to 2 only right here on America's Web Radio, the On Point with Victor show. Remember folks, I'm not angry, I'm just right. And you can find out why every Tuesday from 1 to 2, the On Point with Victor show only right here on America's Web Radio.
Do you love classic and special interest cars? If so, listen to our podcast every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here on America's Web Radio, or find us on your favorite podcast site, iTunes, Spotify, or any of the others out there. We'll talk about classic cars. We'll talk to car guys. We'll talk to clubs that are here at our facility here in Classic Auto Mall. And we'll also talk about Classic Auto Mall and how we can help you sell your classic or special interest car. So give us a listen every Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Thanks.
Veteran-owned, America's Web Radio would like to thank all of our incredible patrons. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. If you are not already a patron, you can help us continue to produce some of the most informative and entertaining shows on the internet by becoming a patron. Patrons of America's Web Radio are the first to receive information about new shows and links to the latest podcast episodes. Join now and receive a free gift while supplies last. For more information and to join our family, please visit www.patreon.com/AmericasWebRadio. If you have questions, contact us at gm@AmericasWebRadio.com. And as always, thank you for listening.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I am Roger B. This is Locked and Loaded, and you're listening to America's Web Radio. Now, right before we left for the break, we were talking about the shooting. That's all the rage this weekend. It got all the stories in the news are all about the attempted assassination on Trump. And I understand that, you know, it's a little, you know, it takes a lot of attention because it was a difficult thing to watch. I mean, on live TV, here was an assassination attempt that failed. Thank goodness. And it's good to know this. I mean, you know, all he had to do was stay still like Biden does and not move so much, and it could have been a whole different story. But everybody wants to know about the shooter guy, and all I know, I'm not going to even say his name because I don't do that, but he was using an AR-15 rifle. What I've heard so far is a 20-inch barrel, so it's a little longer than standard. He had a bipod he was using. He supposedly had a rangefinder with him, although at 140 yards... an inch or two either way wouldn't make too much difference. Actually, probably shoot less than an inch at 140 yards, which I believe is the distance they determined. And an AR-15 is perfectly capable of precision accuracy at 140 yards. So, and also, I heard the shooter didn't qualify twice to join his rifle shooting team in his high school. So apparently he was not that great of a shot, although with the right equipment, it makes it a lot easier to look better. And he made rushed shots and still came within inches of taking out DJT. And we all know DJT is gangster, but a shot to the head is bad. Now, I wonder if, I don't know what the procedure is. Does Donald Trump, does President Trump wear a vest when he goes out in public? Is that standard procedure? Does he wear a thin vest to protect him from at least pistol rounds? That'd be, I believe, a class 2 vest, 2 or 2A. That would be the thing I would wonder if he did. And if he did, is that why maybe a shooter didn't take a body shot and went for a headshot instead? Which is, you know, one of the most difficult shots to make on anybody because the head usually moves more than the rest of the body. And I wonder, had he gone center mass, if things wouldn't have been horribly different. And it would have been, I think, a much bigger mess had he done that. But I guess he had this idea. He watches movies a lot, and he just assumed that a headshot was the way to go. But by the grace of God, Trump walked out of there. Well, walked out of there. He stood up, raised his fist defiantly, told everybody to keep fighting. And that's, I think that shows what kind of man he is. Here, someone tries to kill him, takes a shot at his head, misses, and he stands up defiantly, holds his fist up and goes, yeah, you missed me. Bring it on. Come on. Now, granted, they eliminated the guy quickly. Now, there was also somebody, because he fired, I think they said, 8 shots or 6, I don't know. The story keeps changing. I heard anywhere from 4 to 8 shots. And apparently somebody else was killed, a retired firefighter, whose name I don't have with me right now. But I think Trump made some mention of him at some speech. And that's the guy who, you know, he gave his life basically to go see Trump, see him speak. So it feels to me like, you know, to make that guy's sacrifice worthwhile, we should all go out and vote for DJT. Let's get a gangster president in there. Let's get somebody who's got some street cred. Let's see what he can do for us this time. I hope the shooting doesn't change his opinion of the Second Amendment either, though. That's something I don't know. I mean, the only thing he did gun-wise from what I remember is he did pass he approved the bump stock ban or got the ATF to push for the ban on bump stocks. Now, before you go, oh, no, bump stocks don't matter. Nobody uses those. That's trash. I would never buy one. Doesn't matter if you would buy one or not. Your right to be able to purchase one was taken away. But now that apparently is in court, and they're repealing that. So miraculously, all these bump stocks that were lost in boating accidents have been seen washing up on the shores of lakes and oceans all over the United States. So you may see bump stocks again soon at your local range if that case goes to all the way and gets cleared and people are allowed to own them again. I think they realize just putting a piece of plastic on a gun that allows you to bounce it better is not really turning anything into a machine gun. Because you can bump stock a gun with a rubber band, with a belt loop. It doesn't take that much. It's not changing the weapon in any way. It's just a different way to fire it. Now, if you've ever fired a bump stock, they're glitchy at best. They're very difficult to control because you have to hold it loosely enough to allow the recoil to move the weapon back and forth across your finger, which is kind of odd. It's just odd, and it's not very accurate because you don't have a tight grip on the weapon. If you did have a tight grip on the weapon, it'd be much more accurate. There are much more accurate ways to improve or increase firepower without having to use a bump stock. They have binary triggers, things like that. There are rotary triggers, things like that. All of these can increase firing rate without having to resort to a bump stock. Now, I think a bump stock was used in the Vegas shooting. But he fired hundreds of rounds and hit limited people, but still, that was a horrible thing to have happen. But the fact that he used a bump stock probably made it less lethal. The only thing that would be good for is spraying into a crowd, which is what happened. But once you fire the first couple shots, usually a crowd would disperse. Although I have to say, during the Trump assassination attempt, there was no crowd dispersal. They did not run in fear. Everyone kind of stood there and looked around. I wonder if it's because they didn't realize what had happened. Or did they realize they weren't, you know, there was no, it wasn't a mass shooter just blasting away at people? Or the fact that it was over so quickly, most people didn't even realize what happened until it was over.
And
we'll never know.
We were talking earlier.
Yep.
And my personal opinion is, you know, there was an old movie that failure to communicate.
Oh, yeah, Clint Eastwood.
I would say...
Oh, no, that was... What was that movie?
The board with this incident that there's a failure to communicate at
right.
all levels.
Now, granted...
And this comes back to one word and responsibility. Who's in the center of the...
Well, that's the thing too. They divide up responsibility and it probably changes each place they go. Different people have different responsibilities. So it's a dynamic situation and it's easy to look at it.
You have to have the general.
Right. It's easy to look at it hindsight and go, okay, we should have done this or that. But while it's happening, things happen dynamically, things change and you're dealing with different agencies, different jurisdictions.
Well, again, though, you have a general. You say this person, you know, it's going to be.
Well, there's more than one. There's more than one general too,
it's going
and
to
they
be
have different opinions.
They're already doing this. I went through and was very involved in the Kennedy assassination from a radio standpoint, and you know, there's all this beating on the chest. We're going to get to the bottom of it. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And then when they appointed Warren. I thought, well, maybe with the Chief Justice being head of it, maybe...
They may get some answers, yeah.
But we're just now getting information that there was a conspiracy with the Kennedy assassination.
Well, they haven't actually come out and said that publicly, have they?
Yes.
Oh, they did. Okay. So there was a conspiracy.
They haven't said who, when, what, where, or anything else. But they have said they pulled the blame off of Oswald as acting alone.
Right. I understand that. But this guy, I mean, whether he acted alone or not, and like I say, in these situations, they're so dynamic, they do several a day. For somebody campaigning for office, they're going to different locations, sometimes two or three times a day, they're moving.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a huge logistical nightmare to try and put this together. And then everywhere they go, they deal with different law enforcement.
The imbecile that's ahead of the Secret Service, the lady,
yeah, Victor seemed to think she wasn't very competent either.
Well,
now, does anybody know her?
She got her.
Do we know her background?
Yeah, she went through Sears and Roebuck Security Department.
So she's had no military experience then. Okay.
None whatsoever. That's
which would I seem like you would that would be a prerequisite to get into that particular job. And I wonder if she is going to step down after this.
No. She already said no. I'm not stepping down.
Well maybe Trump needs to fire her then.
Anyway, what I started to say is they made the point, or she did. Oh, we had it totally covered. We had people everywhere.
Obviously not.
We were doing this and doing that. And like, for instance, we had one man that was strictly in charge of windows. How many windows were you covering? Over 1,000. Now, how in the hell can one man cover 1,000 windows?
Yeah. Well, there's no way. That's a logistical nightmare.
Yeah.
Even if it was a presidential, if it was the president, I don't know that they could cover that many windows. Now, they would try, scan the ones. They'd scan them all first, see which ones are open or which ones are not open, make notes, and then go back and make sure all the ones that were not open were still not open or had no visibility. Now, granted, someone shooting from a window, professional, you're not going to notice a difference. But when they crack a curtain 3 inches to get a rifle barrel through it.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to be able to see somebody if they're a professional. This guy obviously was not a professional. He apparently was a reasonably good shot, though, because to make a shot like that at 140 yards under the pressure, when the police confronted him on the roof, he turned and started shooting. He didn't have the time to prepare that I think he thought he was going to have. So he still made rush shots, and he got off, I don't know, they said between 4 and 8 rounds. I heard at least 5 or 6. From when I saw the video, you could hear him popping off rounds. Now, I don't know how many of those were from him, if the Secret Service actually had identified him quickly enough. Somebody, apparently, one of the Secret Service guys saw him and shot him on the roof. One of the snipers, I believe.
You know, I heard a term that I'd never heard before. And this was within minutes afterwards. But they called the sniper, the Secret Service sniper on the roof, a king got him.
Oh, a king, God, yeah, that's a common term. Those are the guys, yeah, there are guys who have rifles, and then there's the guy who has the rifle. And if you saw him, it was a 300 Winchester Magnum. It was probably a bolt gun or a big semi-auto with a scope worth more than most people's cars. And he was probably trained within an inch of his life to operate that thing flawlessly every time. That's the guy you call, that's like your Overwatch, or God, or King, yeah. Various terms for the guy who's watching over you when you're in the middle of an operation. That would be his terminology, yeah. That's pretty common.
A king got him.
Yep, one of the Overwatch guys, yeah. That's the guys who watch the guys on the ground. Cause you know, the guys on the ground, most of them are all armed with pistols. And if they confront heavier armament than that, or somebody wearing body armor and heavy armor, they're going to need somebody above them with a higher caliber weapon to work with them to get to that person.
Well, again, it comes back to my rational thinking. I hope it's rational anyway, is that there was and is, and if they don't correct it, this will happen again.
Right. They rush things. They left a loophole, and it happens. People make mistakes.
Well, sure,
they all do.
But you have to. Okay, there's another thing that everybody has praised the people on stage. I timed it as I didn't literally time it, but I did do my little countdown, and they responded, but they were slow in response.
Well, Trump ducked down first. He realized he was hit, and he got down.
But as soon as you heard that first bullet crack, you should have been on top of the president.
Well,
they weren't.
Well, I don't know. You know, you don't know, too, because, you know, a car backfires. You don't want to take him down on the stage. They don't want him to look like a coward, either. He doesn't want to come down every time.
But, you know, they were... As far as I was concerned, the people on the stage were slow in response.
Right,
and
well.
It probably took them close to 30 seconds.
I bet none of those people, no matter how well trained, how long they've been in the Secret Service, I bet none of them had ever been involved in a shooting before. I'd be willing to bet most of them, unless they had military experience, they'd never been involved in a shooting in a civilian situation, which is totally different from a military situation.
But
So, you know, I mean, there's a...
You have the training.
That's right. You have the training, but until it happens...
First pot.
Until it happens,
should,
yeah, you don't know.
Should be on top of the president.
Well, he was down within a millisecond.
Oh, yeah. As soon as he grabbed his ear, he was down.
He went down because he felt it stinging, I guess, and jumped down because he heard the pop, felt the sting. He jumped down, and then they surrounded him. I mean, they were right there. I don't know that they could have done it much quicker than that without hurting him.
I'm like Victor on the fact that you have a 5'3", 5'4", whatever she is.
Right, trying to guard somebody who's 6'2",
yeah.
I mean, it just doesn't seem very practical. But like you said, the lady in charge of the Secret Service has had no military experience. I don't think she ever served with any other tactical agency in any way. So yeah, she's probably unqualified for the job. You know, and she's had some civilian training. She's read books, watched movies, watched training videos, whatever, but she's never had any real world experience. And that makes a huge difference. And also, but her biggest job is logistics. Being in the field while somebody's getting shot is not her biggest job. Her biggest job is working on logistics, making sure stuff is covered, making sure they have enough people on the ground to do the job.
How about a building 150 yards away?
With an open roof. Yeah, that somebody managed to get onto.
Logistics?
Yes, that should have been. That's where she failed. Well, that's where the Secret Service failed in letting somebody climb up there in the middle of the speech, climbing up there and being able to get a shot off. And local law enforcement, apparently, maybe they didn't have a direct line to the Secret Service. Maybe they had to try and find somebody to flag them down to tell somebody else. I mean, it's complicated because everywhere they go, they have different law enforcement agencies they have to work with. And it's easy to look back and go, oh, yeah, you should have done this, that, this, and the other. But when you're in the middle of the situation, it's entirely different than when you look back. And like I said, what do they say with armchair quarterback?
Yeah.
It's easy to look at it from a different perspective and say, oh, well, we should have done this, this, or that. Yeah, you already know what happened. Without knowing what happened, you were in the middle of it. It was dynamic. It was chaotic. And thank God the guy missed.
Speaking of that, that's one thing that I was telling Brett earlier this morning, that I have no other than very elementary courses in psychology, but I would love to talk to a psychologist, psychiatrist, whatever the person might be. But I was blown away as I'm sitting there watching it from my home, my sofa at home, watching it live and direct. Second time I've watched an attempted assassination in
right.
live and direct. But what I found totally amazing in reviewing it and rehashing it in my mind was there was a calm. There was no panic.
Right. Well, that's what they said. The crowd didn't scatter. They didn't all jump down. They didn't...
No.
Everybody was relatively calm and didn't...
I wonder what...
Because it happened so quickly, most people didn't even have time to react.
Well...
So you say the Secret Service delayed or was slow, but yet you realize that happened within 2 seconds. Everything was... They were covered. They had him on the... He was on the ground. They had him covered within maybe 2 seconds.
No, it was...
Once he got down, they were on him, and they got him out of there pretty quickly, but he was reluctant to leave, it seemed like.
Yeah.
He wanted to face the crowd again. He wanted to show he was not going to be chased away, which was, you know, that's brave and presidential of him, I would think, you know?
Yeah.
That's the kind of guy that he earned respect that day by what he did. You know, cause it's funny, there was Reagan, he had got shot, and then he was at an event inside, and a balloon popped. And instead of jumping down or getting to the ground, he looked around and said, "You missed me." You know, obviously no one was shooting at him, but he heard the balloon pop and the room kind of fell silent for a second. And he just said, "You missed me." And he went on with his speech. I mean, that's the kind of presidential attitude you need. You have to be brave in the face of danger. And Trump proved he's capable of doing that. Even though, like I said, he has no military experience, he was brave in the face of danger.
Well,
he got down out of the way, but then once it was clear, he stood up. He probably would have wanted to keep speaking if they would have let him.
He has taken the training well.
Yes, he has. Well, he's a smart guy.
Yeah.
You know, a very smart guy.
And he heard that pop and then he felt his ear.
Yeah, he goes, whoops, somebody shot at me. Yep. You know, something happened. Either that or a bee stung me. Something happened, yeah. And he got down, and yeah, the Secret Service didn't force him down. He jumped down on his own.
Yep.
So they, I don't know if they didn't hear the pop or they didn't know what it was. Because it's easy for us because we heard it from a perspective of being able to hear it clearly. If you were up there on stage and there's people talking, he's talking, people are cheering, you might not have even heard that pop when it first went off. I mean, I don't know if he heard it. He felt his ear because he felt something on his ear. Then he touched it, looked at his hand, and then he got down. And then they realized, oh, shit, there's blood.
Yep.
Let's cover that. Oh, my gosh, let's get him out of here. But, yeah, when it's going on, it's hard to determine that because the crowd can make it very difficult to hear very specific sounds.
But, again, the crowd, I thought, was very restrained.
Oh, yeah.
And what I couldn't figure, and I still can't figure, is what made him that restraint. I've seen situations much smaller than that where the crowd goes ballistic.
Well, again, smaller crowd, less noise, less distractions. With a big crowd like that, there's more distraction. Most of them probably heard the pop, didn't even know what it was. You know, they don't know what happened until it was over with. His 8 shots took maybe 2 seconds at most. So by the time anybody realized it, it was over with. It was done. They were already had him on the ground and they were dragging him out. So there wasn't a whole lot of time. It looks like a lot when you're watching it secondhand, when you're watching it again later. It looks like there's more time than there really was, but it happened very quickly. And like I say, most of those guys had probably never been involved in an actual shooting in their entire lives, unless they have military experience. But in a civilian situation, most of them probably never had to deal with a dynamic, chaotic situation of someone they were charged with protecting as being shot at. Because it doesn't happen very often. I'm trying to think of the last time we had a president who was shot at. I know Reagan was. I don't think any of the Bushes were shot at. Or Clinton for that matter, or Obama. I can't remember. I'm not absolutely sure on that. Maybe someone can correct me.
You know, something that, again, we discussed here earlier. These people that are, and we didn't have Facebook, but we had newspapers and print. But these people that are making the comments, well, he should have been a half inch over, or well, you know, he needed to aim better, or well, you know, those people in my era, back when Kennedy was assassinated, they would already be in jail.
Right, yeah, I mean, the political atmosphere right now is so divided. I mean, the fact that they're using the Department of Justice against a political opponent to try and stop him is just, it's unheard of. It's ridiculous. It's third world. And that's what we've come to. And I'm hoping Trump will get in office, straighten some of that out, clear out some of the idiots who are involved in this kind of thing, and get us back to being a world power. Because right now we are fading fast. But then again, the average lifespan of a republic, a constitutional republic like we have now, is about 200 years. And we've been doing it for over 240. So we've basically outlived our life expectancy with the type of government we have. Now, I'm not saying we can't stay with it, but we're going to have to make drastic changes to keep it operating. It started off as a bunch of farmers and tradesmen coming to Washington for 3 or 4 or 5 months in the wintertime working until they went back to their jobs. Now there's full-time jobs. They have full-time expense accounts. It's a career for a lot of these people. When they designed the Constitution, it was never designed to make anybody a career politician. And unfortunately, it's got to that point now, and they feel like if they don't make new laws, then they're not doing their job.
Yeah.
Which is kind of silly because, you know, then you just pile law upon law upon law until there's basically no way to enforce everything. It's completely unobtainable to have people working, you know, that many people working all the time, day after day, for a full year after year after year, just making laws. Because then you end up with so many laws that half of them they don't enforce. I mean, they don't enforce immigration law now in some states. And the federal government doesn't come back and do it either. They don't come in and fill in the gaps. They just let it go. Same thing with the marijuana. A lot of states decided they don't want it to be illegal. But the United States federal government has it listed as a controlled substance. And if they don't fix that or change that, you have the federal government and the state governments clashing at a level that's never been seen before. So It's just, it's something that's going to have to be hashed out at some point.
Well, this could be the start of it.
Let's hope so. Let's hope Trump pulls back on some of the federal powers and lets the states make more decisions. The only problem with that is you have states run by people who don't agree with the federal government, and they make their own laws regardless, whether the federal government's in charge or not.
Newsom.
Yeah, there you go. He's letting, he wants to pass a law. He wants to give illegal aliens a right to vote in presidential elections. He wants to allow them to vote, which is illegal, but yet the federal government probably won't do anything to stop it. Because right now, the federal government is run by people who thrive on illegals voting to keep them in office. And if you let just Americans vote as it is supposed to be, then things would change drastically. It's funny how they want to have these rights for illegals, which is in itself an illegal act. They're violating federal law by allowing illegals to vote in federal elections. Now, local elections, they can decide what they want. They can have anybody they want vote, I guess. I mean, that's state law, state rules. But in federal elections, you're only supposed to vote if you are an American citizen.
You know, and I have never, ever understood. I can only speak for myself. But when I go to vote, I'm proud to pull out my driver's license or...
Right, and show your ID.
ID. And say, I'm here, I'm proud to do it, and...
You have to pull out your ID to get a library card.
Yeah.
Why shouldn't you have to do it to take advantage of the biggest right we have, well, not right, but privilege in some cases, of being able to vote in a federal election? But yet, the people who don't want it to be legit, who want to take advantage of it, who want to cheat... They don't care what it takes. They want to get their, they want to get their votes. They want to do what they want to do. And there's no way that they can do this without allowing illegals to vote. Like in 2020, they were allowing mail-in votings, and there's multiple videos of people pulling up in a car to voting boxes and dumping boxes and boxes of filled-in sealed ballots into these ballot boxes. And you know that one person shouldn't be allowed to vote 2,000 times. By dumping all those ballots into a box, but apparently that's what happened.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying the election was stolen. I'm not saying, I mean, it may have been. There was cheating. Loopholes need to be fixed. And once they fix those, hopefully they'll have an honest and fair election, and we'll see who the people want to see. So it's something that we're going to have to work on. And it's been worked on. A lot of states have since put in place various, I guess, restrictions on who can vote, who can't vote, when you can vote, and other states have gone the other way. They've decided anybody can vote, whether you're legitimate, whether you're legal to vote or not. They want to allow anybody to vote. And they're violating the laws by doing this.
I'll not interrupt, but just say one thing. From America's Web Radio, kudos to the governor of Texas, Abbott. He should get all the kudos in the world. He has stood up, and I don't mean that facetiously, but he has taken on the government and done what he had to do.
Yep, he has. He took them on with the immigration issue. Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is now with California, they have such strict gun control anyway, but if all these illegals get driver's licenses, that will allow them to buy guns in the state of California. So they say they don't want people to have them, but yet they're giving these illegals rights, giving them Second Amendment rights by giving them an illegal driver's license, by giving them identification which allows them to vote in a federal election. That will also give them the right to own guns. So before any Democrat tells you they don't want any more, you know, they want a stricter gun laws, you need to look at them and see what they're doing to try and prevent it. They won't even stop people who are not supposed to have them in the first place. They want to pass new laws to keep existing legitimate citizens from exercising their gun rights. All right, that's all the time I have today. This is Roger B. on Locked and Loaded, and you're listening to America's Web Radio.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.